It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, May 20th, 2019. Today's the birthday of late medieval English warrior nobleman Sir Henry Percy, known for his daring and bravado as Hotspur. A significant field commander during the Anglo-Scottish Wars, he later led a series of successive rebellions against King Henry IV of England and was slain at the Battle of Shrewsbury in 1403 at the very height of his career. He was born in 1364 in Northumberland, the eldest son of Henry Percy, the first Earl. He was knighted by King Edward III in April 1377, together with the future kings Richard II and Henry IV. In 1380, he was in Ireland with the Earl of March, and in 1385 accompanied Richard II on an expedition into Scotland. As a tribute to his speed and advance in his readiness to attack on the Scottish borders, his enemies, the Scots, gave him the name Hotspur. In April 1386, he was sent to France to reinforce the garrison at Calais and then led raids into Picardy. Over the next few years, Percy's reputation continued to grow. He was sent on a diplomatic mission to Cyprus in June 1393 and appointed lieutenant of the Duchy of Aquitaine on behalf of John of Gaunt. He returned to England in January 1395, taking part in Richard II's expedition to Ireland, and was back in Aquitaine the following autumn. His military and diplomatic service brought him substantial marks of royal favor in the form of grants and appointments, but despite this, the Percy family decided to support Henry Bolingbroke, the future King Henry IV, in his successful rebellion against Richard II. Under the new king, Percy had extensive civil and military responsibility in both the East March toward Scotland and in North Wales, where he was appointed High Sheriff in Flintshire in 1399. In spite of the favor that Henry IV showed the Percys, they became increasingly discontented and soon broke with the king entirely. Percy issued proclamations in Cheshire accusing the king of tyrannical government. He gathered his forces and arrived at Shrewsbury on July 21, 1403, where they encountered the king with a large army. The ensuing battle was fierce, with heavy casualties on both sides, but when Henry Percy himself was struck down and killed, his forces fled. The accounts of Percy's death differ. Chronicler Thomas Walsingham stated that while he led his men in the fight rashly, penetrating the enemy host, Hotspur was unexpectedly cut down, and by whose hand it is not known. Another is that he was struck in the face by an arrow when he opened his visor to get a better view. The legend that he was killed by the Prince of Wales seems to have been given currency by William Shakespeare, writing about the event at the end of the following century. Upon being brought Percy's body after the battle, King Henry is said to have wept. However, when rumor circulated that Percy was still alive, the king had his corpse exhumed and displayed, propped upright between two millstones in the marketplace. That done, he dispatched Percy's head to York, where it was impaled on one of the city's gates, and sent his four quarters to London, Newcastle upon Tyne, Bristol, and Chester, before they were finally delivered to his widow. For Harry Hotspur, dead and disgraced at 39, life was indeed, as Thomas Hobbes would put it much later, nasty, brutish, and short. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for May 20th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.